Yeah. Okay. Well, I think now we'd like to have a look at rook and pawn or rook endings. So I suggest you clear the board what you want to begin with. Bear in mind we're heading off into novice territory to begin with. So clear the board, it's going to be king and rook against king. This will be easy meets for those present in the session today. Bear in mind, now it's going to be more than just yourselves going through these sessions. You might want to save one white pawn because we're going to do more than just so keep one white pawn easily available for later. Okay, so it's going to be white king and rook against the black king. This is a theoretical win, and it's a very easy theoretical win once you understand certain concepts. Now again, this is aimed at the beginner. I hope that's not an insulting word, but believe it or not, it has been witnessed in my club playing days that a player of about 125 to 130 playing strength in British units, that's about 1600 to maybe 1640, failed to win king and rook against king. 1600 to 1640 player failed to achieve the full point with king and rook against king. You'd wonder how can they achieve that strength? I don't know. Well, they achieved it by studying openings and middle game play, but not by studying end games.
That was a 50 move rule, lady. Is that quite fine?
It was actually played in a lightning tournament. That's 10 seconds per move on the buzzer in a large school hall. It was a thorough point of embarrassment because the player with the rook was trying to use the rook at close quarters, every move a check against the opponent's king, and the opponent just sitting there wondering, why aren't you checkmating me? And the player with the rook thinking, why aren't you resigning? And the player with the king says, I'm not resigning, to himself, because you aren't checkmating me, and it's obvious you aren't checkmating me. Okay, so these are one of the things you must know. Let's have the white king on echo 1, the white rook on alpha 1, and the black king on echo 4. Okay. Let's have black to play. Does one of you want to take the black pieces so as I can have a random response? No. Okay, I'll play black and white. Okay, I'm going to make it as awkward black. I'll play the king from echo 4 to delta 4. No. Well, what we have to do is we have to checkmate the king on the edge of the board. It can either be the alpha file, the hotel file, the white back rank, or the black back rank. It must checkmate can only be administered on the edge of the board. What you also need to bear in mind is you have to understand the concept of the opposition. You have to understand how to jockey for the opposition as well. The opposition square here for white is putting the king on delta 2. Yeah. But if you do that, black will move the king sideways and escape the opposition. So the white king advances not to delta 2, but to echo 2. The white king moves to echo 2. Okay. So if the black king comes back to echo 4, we can this is where we can show a process and learn. So let's assume black does play king echo 4. This is where white can gain the advantage. White has the opposition now, so white can force the black king backwards by advancing rook alpha 4 check. With the opposition, the black king can't come forwards towards the white king. It can't move delta 3, echo 3 or foxtrot 3 because it's in check. So the black king must retreat towards his own back rank. He can retreat foxtrot 5, echo 5 or delta 5. I'm going to choose echo 5. It doesn't really matter which. It's just a question of black making life awkward for white. Now if white doesn't know what he's doing here, he or she, white might try rook alpha 5 check. Let's play rook alpha 5 check. White doesn't know. Now the black king comes forward to say delta 4. White's gained nothing. White comes back, rook alpha 4 check. Black goes black, king gecko 5. So the black king's back on echo 5, the white puts back on alpha 4. You gain nothing by giving checks. Random checks gain you nothing. You only check when you have the opposition. When the white king has achieved opposition and his white is to play, then you give a check. And here's another point about rooks and corralling a king for checkmates. The rook needs to be as far away from the opposing king as possible. The black king here is on the echo file. The white rook stays on the alpha file. You don't want to come in on delta, echo or foxtrot files. The only checks you're going to give are from a long way away. And it will always be a check when the white king has the advantage of opposition over the black king. So the black king has retreated to echo 5. Now, here's where thinking comes in. Let's assume white hasn't learned anything so far. White plays king echo 3, regaining the opposition as it's black to move. White plays king echo 3, so the black king moves sideways. Black king moves king to delta 5. White goes, I want the opposition with my king, and white king plays king delta 3. Gaining the opposition because it's black to play. The black king goes, okay, I'll go back king echo 5, and white has gained nothing. So we could go on all day like this. White plays king echo 3, black plays king delta 5. White plays king delta 3, regaining the opposition. Black plays king delta 5, escaping the opposition. Remember, white gives, so the white king is on delta 3, the white king is echo 5. If the white rook gives check on alpha 5 now, black can come forward to foxtrot 4 because the white king hasn't got the opposition. So white, you've got to waste a move. You have to waste a move for the black king to either run further away across the board or re-enter opposition. So this is why when the white king moves, you move ideally to a square that is a knight's jump away from the defending king, which is what white has here. So when the black king comes to move, it either has to run further away to avoid the opposition, or it walks into the opposition. So if white's a play, the white king is on delta 3, the black king is on echo 5, white simply plays rook bravo 4. So white goes rook to bravo 4, and the black actually I think there's a better move there. Well, probably 4d just for the principle. This isn't necessarily the most efficient way of corralling the black king, but I'm showing you the errors that players who don't understand this could easily make and how to correct them in time as you go along. So white plays rook bravo 4, wasting a move, but keeping the rook on the 4th rank. So everything is essentially the same as far as the white rook is concerned and as the white king is concerned, but the black has to move now. Black plays king delta 5, re-entering the opposition. White says, thank you very much. Now, if white plays rook delta 4 check, the black king will move sideways to either Charlie 5 or Echo 5, and this is what happened in the observed game from a long ago club match in a lightning tournament. The white rook gave check on delta 4, and then Charlie 4, back to delta 4, then to Echo 4, and back to delta 4, and it just went on like that without gaining progress. But here, well, it happens. If you don't understand the principle, it's very difficult. So the black king is on delta 5 in the It has, white now has the opposition with the kings because the black king's walked into it. So white can go rook bravo 5 check and gain another file on the black, another rank on the black king. Because the black king's now on delta 5, the 5th rank, it can't come forward, Charlie 4, delta 4, echo 4, all covered by the white king. The black king goes backward and plays king, Charlie 6. So the white rook is attacked after King Charlie 6. Well, there are two moves. I think white can't. You could move the rook sideways or you could move the king in. It probably won't matter. I'm going to decide on moving the rook sideways all the way across to the hotel file, as far away as you can. Rook hotel 5. Put the rook as far away.
You don't like your legs broken, that's for sure.
Yeah. King Charlie 4, it will do the job, though. I think rook hotel 5 is neater. Okay. Rook hotel 5. Put your rook as far away from the opposing king as possible. Okay. Black's a play after rook hotel 5. Well, now black's confined to three ranks. His third, his second, his first. So black plays king delta 6. Now this is white to play. If white tries to play the opposition with king delta 4, the black king will wobble sideways to either echo 6 or charlie 6, and you'll have to find another move before you can regain the opposition. So white aims for the knight jump relationship from the black king. White could play King Charlie 4, which is a knight jump relationship, or King Echo 4, which is a knight jump relationship. And seeing as the white rook is on the hotel file, we don't really want the black king running across the board to annoy the white rook by hitting golf 6. So what we do is we play King Echo 4. King to Echo 4, the knight jump relationship is established. It's now up to the black king to move. It cannot step onto the 5th rank because the rook is on hotel 5. If King Echo 6, the same principle is established as we've seen before. Black walked into this once before, black walked into the opposition, and white took the advantage to claim the 6th rank with the rook. And if King Echo 6, white can play rook hotel 6 check, and the black king retreats. So white, black is slowly learning during this game. Black is learning, if I walk into the opposition, I lose a rank. So, black says, okay, I'm not going to give you the opposition. I'm going to be awkward and play King Charlie 6 on you. White says, okay, that suits me fine. Now, a wrong move here would be for white to try and restrict the black king by playing rook delta 5, you might think, rook delta 5 is good because it stops the black king from crossing the delta file and it stops the black king from crossing the fifth rank. But there's better here. Look, you leave rook checks to either go to the edge of the board, rook moves go to the edge of the board from where they can give check. So really, you should be looking to have the rook on either the alpha or hotel files, ideally in this source position. So the black king has gone to Charlie 6. White plays king delta 4, taking this knight's jump position from the two kings. If the white king was a knight, the black king would be in check. This is the knight's jump relationship. The white king is a knight's jump away from the black king. And here it goes again. If the black king goes back to delta 6, black has walked into the opposition. So the white king doesn't want to take the opposition because it wants to be one square to the side of the opposition so that the black king, if it wants to walk into the opposition, it can do so. If king delta 6, rook hotel 6 check forces the black king further back to the edge of the board, which is what we want. We need the black king on the edge of the board, either a rook's file or a back rank of either side. It doesn't matter. So King Charlie 6, black says to himself, I've seen
call accepted from losing Maria Sedona.
Check me on the sixth rank. Okay, I'll go King Bravo 6. Now, white says, this suits me fine. I'll play King Charlie 4, re-establishing the knight's jump on you. What are you going to do? Black says, I've seen this before. If I play King Charlie 6, you'll push me back with a rook check on the sixth rank. So black plays King Alpha 6. Incidentally, if black decides to step onto the seventh rank, the King Delta Charlie or Bravo 7, that's when you take the extra file, the extra rank with a rook. You play rook hotel 6. So the black king is always staying as far up the board as it can. If it ever retreats further back to its own back rank, then just shuffle your rook to restrain it. Don't get checked. Restrain the opposing king. So if king delta 7, Charlie 7, or Bravo 7, then rook hotel 6 just restrains the black king. Well, the black king's going to go, I'm not giving you the opposition. I'm going to go King Alpha 6. And white says, that suits me fine, King Alpha 6. I'll play King Bravo 4. Now what are you going to do? If you retreat King Alpha 7 on Bravo 7, then rook to the 6th rank, rook hotel 6, restricts you further. So the black king comes back, King Bravo 6. Black finally walks into the opposition again. White says, thank you very much. This is the relationship I want. The two kings in opposition, my rook in the controlling the file in between the kings, and now I play rook hotel 6 check, forcing you further back. Well, it's up for the black king to run for the hotel file, so black retreats King Charlie 7. So now we're going to see the black king be annoying and try and run across to the hotel file. White plays, you might as well play King Delta 5. Black will go King Echo 7. White goes King Echo 5. Black plays King Foxtrot 7. And at this point, you might as well bring the rook across to Alpha 6. So the rook goes across to one side of the board. The black king starts running towards it. Now you run away to the other side. So rook alpha 6. The two knights are in the knight jump position. If black plays king delta 7, black reestablishes the opposition. So yet again, now we get the black king running sideways to escape the opposition. Black goes king foxtrot 7. White plays king echo 5, reestablishing the knight's jump. Black plays King Golf 7, running away again. black plays king, white plays king, foxtrot 5, re-establishing the knight's jump position. Black plays king, hotel 7, white plays king, golf 5, re-establishing the knight's jump. Now black says, oh, I've seen this before. If I go king, golf 7, you're going to play up to the 7th rank check and force him to the back rank. I'm going to be clever. I'm going to put my king on the back rank and see what you do. Black goes king, golf 8, just to be annoying. Right, this is where white can be really efficient. Okay. This is what I'm going to ask you now. This has been fairly simple. Now, you could, actually, there are two moves here. Where are we? Yeah, that's there. Where are we? That's all good. Fine. Okay. There are two ideas here. Can you see two good moves here for white? Actually, no, there's probably only one good move. Now, keep to the principle of explaining, yeah. There's one good move. Remember, it's the knight's jump we want. In fact, it doesn't matter. You can take the opposition here. This is really clever. In fact, taking the opposition once the king is on the edge of the board, okay, is the most efficient technique. White plays king golf. You're thinking, oh, black goes king foxtrot 8, okay. Black plays king foxtrot 8, and it looks as if the black king is going to run across the back rank. But there's a very simple mating two here now. White plays rook echo 6, rook to echo 6, breaking that rule because the black king is on the back rank. When you're pushing for the king to be on the edge of the board, keep the rook away as far as possible. But now the rook comes to the centre, because the rook arrives on echo 6, which stops
call
the black
accepted
king
from losing Maria Sabonara.
Black king can't go echo 7. It must step back into the opposition. It has the old king golf 8. Having established the opposition now, if white gives a check on the back rank, let's examine it. Rook echo 8, check. Where can the black king go? It can't come to hotel 7 because of the white king. Golf 7, the white king. Foxtrot 7, the white king. The 8th rank is covered by the rook. And the 9th rank has yet to be invented. So king golf 9 is not allowed. So it's checkmate. And this is the principal position of the checkmate. The two kings in opposition with the rook giving check on the back rank. Yeah. So the rook is a long distance piece. So use it from a long distance. There are times when it has to be used for infighting, for giving checks at very short distance. But really, the rook is best suited to long distance play. And it only came to the echo file to force the black king back to the golf file and into opposition. You can probably use that technique when you have the knight's jump position to crowd the black king to push him back more efficiently to the edge of the board. But you have 50 moves. I've given you a very inefficient technique here. Yeah. But a safe but inefficient technique is better than accidentally leaving your rook a piece, as you could well do if you... if you try to corral the king by having the rook close by. So that's for the benefit of the novices. Yeah. So, not being certain who was going to be here, that was fairly simple. Okay, now we're going to have king and rook against king, rook and pawn. It's going to be white with king, rook and pawn against black, king and rook. So if you can find a black rook from somewhere. Okay. Okay. Let's put that there.
Call accepted from Jose Maria Sabonara.
Okay, so it's white, king, rook and pawn. Yeah, it's black, king and rook. And it's going to be a pawn on the edge of the board. So we'll have a white pawn on hotel 3. The white king on golf 3. And the white rook on bravo 1. Pawn hotel 3. King golf 3, rook bravo 1. That's the white position. Black king is on echo 8. And the black rook is on alpha 6. Okay, white on the pass pawn on the hotel file, but it's on hotel 3. White king on golf 3, supporting, protecting. White rook on bravo 1. It's black. No, let's have it white to play, I think. Yeah, I think it's white to play in this position. Okay. So, there are a few that we'll try to discover as this goes along, but does this gut judgment look as if white's going to reap the rewards of having the extra pawn here? Or is it black who's going to somehow, against all the odds, maybe claim a draw? One extra pawn can win rook and pawn endings, and sometimes one extra pawn's not enough to win. And you just have to know them and learn them. You have to learn that certain positions are, according to Grandmaster, play dead drawn or dead won. Now some of them can be very tricky, some of them can be very simple. This is potentially very simple, but you must know a simple rule up here. Okay. Okay. So pawn hotel 3, king go 3, rook bravo 1. Let's say white tries to stop the black king from guessing across the board. White plays rook, foxtrot 1. The idea is white's going to march the king up the board with the hotel pawn and try and stop the black king from guessing across to help the defence on the hotel file. So one thing you have to bear in mind that with rook and pawn endings, well, any piece and pawn endings is what happens if all the pieces are traded off. In this instance, it's a draw, because the edge pawn, the hotel pawn, is not a win. On its own, it's not a win if the opposing king can get to the promotion square. And here, the black king is close enough to get to hotel 8. If you imagine the black king instead, say, stranded on alpha 2, if the rooks come off, this is a win for white, because the black king cannot get back quick enough to stop the pawn from promoting. But with the black king on echo 8, it has plenty of time to try and get across. But here white's been annoying and played rook foxtrot 1, rook from bravo 1 to foxtrot 1. Well, if rooks come off, it's a draw, because the black king can get across to the hotel file. So black plays game move, rook alpha 7. White plays rook foxtrot 1, black plays rook alpha 7. Black is going to use the rook to get passage to the hotel file. White says, don't bother me. White plays pawn hotel 4, advancing the pawn.
How about rook instead of alpha 7, alpha 3? Check.
You could do, yes, you might go rook, okay, we'll come back to this position. Let's try it. Rook alpha 3, check, game move. Rook alpha 3, check. White goes king, go 4. Rook alpha 4, check. King, go 5. Rook alpha 5, check. King, go 6. Rook alpha 6, check. King, go 7. Rook alpha 7, check. King golf 8. Now the king is hiding. Okay. You probably still have the draw, but you've made life difficult for yourself. I'm giving away the results here. Well, I'm not necessarily giving away the result, but this is probably going to be drawn for black. Black could probably come back rook. If you come back rook hotel 3, you're making life rook alpha 3, you're making life difficult for yourself. White might go rook hotel 1 and try and push the pawn up the board. Instead, after, well, you could go rook, I see, you go rook alpha 3, and if rook hotel 1, you go rook golf 3 check. King hotel 7, king foxtrot 7, and if anyone, it's white who got isn't checkmated.
Checkmated.
You put your own king in danger by going for the edge of the board. Yeah. Okay, so I don't think that's getting anywhere for white, and if anyone white could be in danger. So put the white king back on goal 3, put the white rook back on foxtrot 1, the white pawn back on hotel 3, and the black rook back on alpha 6. So rook alpha 6, white rook alpha 3, white pawn hotel 3. And I'm suggesting rook alpha 7 is better than rook alpha 3 check, though you might end up with winning chances of rook alpha 3 check. If white runs the king up to golf ace, you never know. You never know. Okay, I'm suggesting rook alpha 7, and white goes pawn hotel 4. Remember, if rooks come off and the black king can get across to hotel 8, it's a draw. So black plays rook foxtrot 7. Not golf 7, but foxtrot 7. Because if rook takes rook, black plays king takes rook, puts the king on hotel 8, and it's a drawn king and pawn ending. So the white rook has to give way. So white goes sideways with rook alpha 1. Keeps the rook as far away. Black says, this suits me fine, and plays king foxtrot ace. Black needs to get across to the hotel file. White says, okay, I'll play king golf 4 and get up the board. Black plays, I'll play king golf ace. Game moves, king golf 4, king golf ace. White plays king golf 5. Black plays king hotel ace. No, black doesn't play king hotel 8. Best move for black here is rook foxtrot 8. Retreat rook foxtrot 8. White comes in, pawn hotel 5. Black plays king hotel 8. So black has managed to establish the king on the promotion square. White says, this doesn't bother me. I'll play king golf 6. Guessing very close now. Black could just play king golf 8. Okay, king golf 8, king Harlan, it seems like, doesn't really matter. White plays pawn, hotel 6. Black plays king golf 8. White comes in rook alpha 7. Rook alpha 7. Okay, white can go rook hotel 7, golf 7, hotel, golf 7, but it can't stop. Don't think we can see a mate. Rook hotel 7, king golf 7, king golf 8, rook golf 7 check, king hotel 8, pawn hotel 7. It looks very dangerous, but black's not guessing anywhere. Okay. So, there are some tricks here for black to end the game very quickly. Or show a nice point to white. So, rook alpha 7, it looks as if it's doing something, but black just calmly plays the rook across to bravo ace. Black keeps the rook on the back rank. If black tries to be clever and play something like rook foxtrot 1, well, the black king would be an amazing mess to rook alpha 8 check. The black rook has to come back and it would be lost. So the black rook stays in the back rank. Black plays rook. Bravo ace. And now it's up to white to prove something. So with the rook on bravo 8, rook on alpha 7, white tries rook hotel 7 check. Game move, rook hotel 7. King forced to golf 8. Now rook golf 7 check. King goes back to hotel 8. Well, we've had this sort of position, haven't we? So, is anyone brave enough to try Pawn Hotel 7? If you do, try and win, you'll lose. Pawn Hotel 7 loses horrendously to Rook Bravo 6 check. And the White King must retreat. Oh no, yes, it does lose. It loses horribly. If the White King retreats to the 5th rank, Black plays King takes Rook Golf 7. So after Pawn Hotel 7, Rook Bravo 6 check, King Foxtrot 7, Black plays Rook Bravo 7 check, and White is about to lose the Rook on Golf 7.
And the game.
Assuming Black can checkmate with King and Rook against each
other.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, Pawn Hotel 7 is a mistake here. Rook Bravo 6 check. King to the 5th rank loses the Rook to King takes. King to Foxtrot 7, protecting the Rook. Rook Bravo 7 check, and you lose that Golf 7 Rook. So wait, okay, that was clever, Mr. Black. I'm not falling for that one. And plays the Rook back to Alpha 7. Black says to himself, if I play Rook Bravo 1, you'll play Rook Alpha 8 checkmate. I can put the Rook in the way, but yeah, I'll lose it. So Black says, okay, I'll put the Rook on the Charlie file, Rook Charlie 8. Okay. Well, White could go Rook Bravo 7, game move. Black plays Rook Alpha 8. White goes Rook Charlie 7. Black goes Rook Bravo 8. We're getting nowhere. So just shuffling the Rook across the 7th rank does nothing. Black keeps the Rook on the back rank. Once you've got the King established on the promotion square, you put your Rook on the back rank and then see what White does. Okay. White says, one last try, Rook Alpha 7. Black says, Rook Charlie 8. White says, all right, I know what to do. I'll put the pawn on the 7th rank. I'll play Pawn Hotel 7. I'm making progress now. And this is where Black says to himself, thank you very much. Would you like a draw, Mr. White? And White says, no. So White, Black goes, Rook Charlie 6 check. White says, I don't mind, my pawn's protected. I'll come back. King Foxtrot 5. And this is where Black produces the lovely move that should tell White to end the game. Black plays Rook, Foxtrot 6, check. Apparent suicide, giving away your Rook. But if we notice the Black King has no legal moves. The Rook on the 7th rank stops the Black King from coming to Golf 7. The Pawn on Hotel 7 stops the Black King from moving to Golf 8. It's an immobilised King with no legal moves. If Black has no Rook, it is stalemate. So Black plays Rook, Foxtrot 6 check. If White plays King takes Rook, it's stalemate. So White plays King, Golf 6, King Golf 5. Black plays Rook, Golf 6 check. Now, if White goes King Hotel 5, Black has Rook Hotel 6 check and wins the Hotel 7 pawn. So instead, Black comes back King Foxtrot 5, Rook Foxtrot 6 check, King Echo 5, Rook Echo 6 check, King Delta 5. White's trying to run the King across to try and get some shelter around his Rook. Rook Delta 6 check. King Charlie 5, Rook Charlie 6 check, King Bravo 5, Rook Bravo 6 check, King Alpha 5, and White says, ha 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 ha, you can't play Rook Alpha 6 check anymore. And Black says, this isn't fair, you're cheating. So Black says, okay, now you're on the edge of the board, I'll go Rook Bravo 5 check. King Alpha 6, Black comes Rook Bravo 6 check. King Alpha 5. So this is a simple way of taking draw. Black could, of course, play rook back to hotel 6 and take the hotel 7 pawn. But this is crueler and funnier. Yeah. Okay, so rook bravo 5, check, king alpha 4, rook bravo 4, check. We see this, if the white king comes down to alpha 1, black goes rook bravo 1, check, and the white king comes back with the alpha, and sooner or later, black can gain a draw by repetition. Well, it probably would be simpler at our level, club level, to take the hotel pawn. So, the rule for the player with the rook pawn is don't advance it to the 7th rank, with your rook on the 7th rank.
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yes.
Yes. At that point, if king alpha 4, instead of rook bravo 4, check, it also may be rook bravo 7, forcing the draw.
That's another draw, yes. Put the rook in the way, rook takes bravo 7, listen, that's even funnier than playing rook to the house on fire. Yeah? Well, in one tournament game, when my rating was about 1900, I played an opponent who was similarly rated, and he had three pawns and a rook against my king and rook. He had a hotel pawn, a Charlie pawn, and an alpha pawn. He advanced the hotel pawn with check to the 7th rank. He then put his rook on the 7th rank. His rook was on the 7th rank, the pawn went with check, the king went to the side, and with my next move I gave rook check. And no matter where he went, even though he had two extra pawns to hide behind, the king could not escape. So the rule is be very careful when you have a rook on your 7th rank, and the king can head to the corner. Now, this only works with the alpha or hotel pawn. If it is a golf, foxtrot, or central pawn, it doesn't work. The trick doesn't work. So you must be very careful in advancing a pawn on the edge of the board to the 7th rank if you have your rook on the 7th rank as well.
Yep. Yeah. It's more general in a way. If the king can't move and you have one piece left, if you can somehow just follow, give it up.
Yeah.
Then you get the draw. Yeah. I mean, you can put the rook right next to his king. Let him take it. Still draw him or whatever.
Yeah. And just to push it back, put the rook back on the black rook on foxtrot 6, the white king on foxtrot 5, and this time put the white rook on Charlie 7. That makes it a little bit easier. Yeah. We'll see the same idea working. With the white rook on Charlie 7 and the black rook on foxtrot 6 check, the white king goes echo 6. Actually, here rook foxtrot 7 does the job. Yeah. But rook echo 6 check, king delta 5, rook delta 6 check, king Charlie 5, and the white king's going to try and hide around the rook. Rook delta 5, check. King bravo 6. Rook, it won't work, will it? Rook bravo 5, check. King alpha 7. You can play again. Rook bravo 7, check. But let's play rook alpha 5, check. King bravo 8. Rook alpha 8, check. And then we have rooks forced off by king bravo 7, rook bravo 7, check, rook alpha 7, check, king charlie 8, trade rooks into draw. So essentially, to draw this ending, a pawn down, you have to get your king, the defending king, must occupy the promotion square and keep your rook on the black rank. You put your rook on the back rank and sit there and shuffle your rook sideways until your opponent advances the pawn to the 7th rank, as they usually will do. They'll soon run out of ideas. They'll advance the pawn to the 7th rank, and that's when you can start producing your rook checks. Now, okay. So, we'll have a look at now at the pawn being on the knight's file. So we'll set up this more or less the same position. Pawn on Golf 3. White King on Hotel 3. White Rook on Bravo 1. Black King on Echo 8. White Rook on Alpha 6. So it's more or less the same position as before, but the White King and Pawn are swapped positions. King Hotel 3 for White. Pawn Golf 3 for White. Rook Bravo 1 for White. Rook Alpha 6 for Black. King Echo 8. Well, now this is subtly different because the White King is not exposed across the ranks. The Black Rook can't give check from the Alpha file. And if the White King slowly marked, or okay, let's just say it's Black to play. Black plays Rook Alpha 4. The idea is Black's going to try and stop the White King from advancing. Well, White just goes Pawn Golf 4. Black goes Rook Alpha 3 check, King Hotel 4. White goes Rook Alpha 4, pinning this time. White goes King Hotel 5. Black goes Rook Alpha 5 check, Pawn Golf 5. Black's getting nowhere fast here. Black's not doing it right, is he? No. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what Black getting it wrong. Black goes Rook Alpha 6. White goes Pawn Golf 6. Black goes Rook Alpha 5 check. White goes King Alpha 6. And this pawn's getting very close to queening. White goes Rook Alpha 6. Sorry, Black goes Rook Alpha 6. White Pawn Golf 7. And we've actually got a new queen. So something's gone wrong here. This is not the right idea. Checking continually from the side of the board isn't going to help Black. So put the pawn back on Golf 3. Pawn back on Hotel 3. There must be a defence here for Black. Well, when the Black King was confronted with the Rook's pawn, it went to the promotion square. So, why don't we try the same again, says Black. I know. I'll play King Foxtrot Ace. Okay, so now, if it was White to move, White could play Rook Foxtrot 1. Then Black does the same trick. Puts the Rook on Alpha 7, plays it to Foxtrot 7, and gets the King across to Golf 8. So let's see what happens if Black plays King Foxtrot 8 and gets there quite quickly. White goes Pawn Golf 4. Black goes King Golf 8. White plays King Hotel 4. Black just sits tight and goes Rook Bravo 6, doing nothing spectacularly. Upside, Rook Charlie 6. Now, be very careful of your files when you have to waste moves in a rook and pawn ending. Now, don't put your rook on the same file as your opponent's rook. I once had an opponent try and swindle me. He would play his rook to the Alpha file, I'd play my rook to the Bravo file. He'd play his rook to the Charlie file. I'd have to play my rook to the Alpha file. He played his rook to the Bravo file. I had to play my rook to the Charlie file. He was hoping that he would just put his rook on one of the files and I would accidentally put my rook on the same file. He didn't get away with it. And a few of the spectators pointed out in disgust what he was playing for. Okay. So the rook goes to Charlie 6. White goes Pawn Golf 5. Black goes Rook Alpha 6. White goes King Hotel 5. Black goes Rook Charlie 6. Now, if White's not careful, if Black's not careful, something horrible could happen here. So White goes Pawn Golf 6. Black says, this has been working fine. I'll go Rook Alpha 6. white goes king, hotel 6. And this is where it can go wrong, because if you look at the position, the white king hasn't got the opposition, but the combination of the white king on hotel 6 and the pawn on golf 6 means the black king has no safe moves to the 7th rank. So if white is allowed to play rook bravo 8 check, it's mate. So black doesn't play rook charlie 6, black plays rook alpha 8. Okay. So white says, okay, I'll now take the 7th rank. White goes rook bravo 7. So clearly the black rook, if it comes after rook bravo 7, if the black rook moves forward to rook alpha 6, rook bravo 8 is checkmate. So black's left trying to do moves. The simplest move for black is to play rook charlie 8. Keep your rook on the back rank. It's the same principle as we had before. White goes rook alpha 7, wants to see if you lift your book up. Rook up now, rook bravo 8, black plays rook bravo 8. White goes rook delta 7, see what you do. Black goes rook alpha 8. White goes rook bravo 7, okay. White's just testing black, wants to see if you lift the rook, you don't. When you have your king on the promotion square, you put your rook on the back rank. This is for the knight's pawn and rook pawn, and you sit tight. So white's got to do something. If you retreat the king, you're not going to get anywhere. So it must be a pawn advance. Because if instead you try rook hotel 7, you're getting nowhere. You can't go rook. Ooh, all right, let's see white going for the greedy. Let's give white a lesson, shall we? White tries rook, hotel 7. Black goes rook, bravo 8. White goes pawn, golf, 7. White's going for rook, hotel 8 check, and win your rook as well as promoting the queen. Let's have to put the rook on hotel 7, pawn on golf 7. Black goes rook, bravo 6 check. And white's greed has cost yet again. Black wins. The king has to retreat to either golf or hotel 5, and black plays king and takes rook. Okay. Put the pawn back on golf 6. Put the white pawn back on golf 6. Put the white book back on charlie 7. Put the black book back on bravo 8. So if white goes greedy with rook hotel 7, trying to get the rook the other side of the pawn and pawn to the 7th rank, you lose. Okay, to a rook check on the 6th rank. Which is another reason why the black rook should be as far away from the white king as possible. Because if the rook's on the foxtrot file, it doesn't work. So you always put defensive rooks as far away from the opposing king as possible. And here, alpha, bravo, charlie files are good. So the white rook's on charlie 7. Let's try advancing the pawn. Pawn, golf, 7. So the rook's on charlie 7, pawn on golf 7, white king on hotel 6. Well, previously, the black rook gave check, 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 check. And it was a perpetual check by draw, or black will ultimately win the advance pawn on the 7th rank. Here, it's not the same, because if black tries rook bravo 6 check, and the white king starts moving across the board, there's a nice one. Ah, that's nice. If king golf 6, if king golf 5, black has a very clever rook golf 6 check. And if king takes golf 6, it's a stalemate. So yet again, the pawn on the 7th rank doesn't do the opponents any good. Rook bravo 6 check, king hotel 5. The simplest move here for black is probably rook alpha 6, sit and wait. And as soon as white tries king golf 5, you throw in rook golf 6 check. And if white doesn't try rook, King House God 5 is not going to get anywhere. A rook move across the 7th rank does nothing. You just play rook. Rook to Charlie 6, Alpha 6, Charlie 6, Alpha 6. And if white takes one of the files, you just be careful not to put it on the same file as the rook. So the rule, it seems, to be to hold the draw, the defending king must occupy the promotion square. If it's the hotel pawn or golf pawn, similarly with the alpha pawn, bravo pawn. Right. So, if it's king and pawn with rook against king and rook, providing the defending king can get to the promotion square, it should be a draw, unless there's something very peculiar in the position where the attacking king and pawn are so far advanced in the first place that the promotion will go through by force. If the pawn is but not across the 5th rank, or possibly not even on the 5th rank, or further back, it's almost certainly a draw if you can get to the promotion square. If it's on the 6th rank and the opposing king is, the attacking king is supporting the pawn, then you might find yourself in a strange position, but unless the king, if your king is cut off, then you're not going to make it.
Is there any chance that you can do the cutoff thing and exchange rooks that white could get the opposition and win that way?
Not by force, no. White can never force exchange of rooks unless it's something peculiar in the position at the outset.
We can do the cutoff thing and then black tries the cut. If he doesn't cut off, then that could be good.
Okay. You mean if, okay, let's set the position up again. Put the white king on golf 3, pawn on golf 3, king on hotel 3, put the black king on, say, bravo 8, no, alpha 8, just to make it difficult, and the white rook on bravo 1, yeah, okay. And the white rook on bravo 1, say the black rook on charlie 7, white rook bravo 1, white king hotel 3, white pawn golf 3, black rook charlie 7, black king alpha 8. This would be a loss. This is a loss because the black king cannot cross the bravo file. So black would have to offer an exchange of rooks with rook bravo 7 to get the king to the golf file. White could now exchange, if rook bravo 7, white exchanges rooks, rook take bravo 7, king takes. And then I think the simplest move here is king golf 4, king charlie 7, the black king isn't going to get across in time, I'm convinced. King foxtrot 5, king delta 7, king foxtrot 6, king gecko 8, king golf 7, and that's it, the pawn promotes. So there's no way. So you're right. If the black king is too far away from the passed pawn, then the chances are you can be cut off.
Even if he is, though, I think maybe white could get the opposition because he has this like a spare move with the pawn to get the opposition.
It all depends on where the defending king is. Are there instances where the hotel pawn could win if the black king was too far cut off?
He can't get the opposition in that case, but with the knight pawn, I think he could get the opposition often.
Oh, with the knight's pawn, yeah, there are. If the defending king isn't close enough with the knight's pawn, it should be a win for the pawn. Now, there are even wins with the king and a rook's pawn if the defending king is too far away. If the attacking king, this will probably be covered next week, if the attacking king can get to the promotion square and cannot be, there are wins where you can have your pawn on the 7th rank and the attacking king can escape. But you have to know the position. This is one of the the things about rook and pawn endings, there are certain positions which you should set up, study, and know how to win or draw. The drawing technique for black against the rook's pawn is to put the king on the promotion square, put your rook on your back rank, and then sit tight and just waggle your rook from side to side without losing it. And the same principle applies to the knight's pawn. But when it comes to the bishop's pawn or a centre pawn, a whole new set of rules come into play. And these you have to know. You have to know how to defend them, and it's also good to know how to defend them even though when you've got the attacking side of the board, because you should be able to recognise if your opponent knows how to defend it correctly. And if your opponent doesn't know how to defend it correctly, you should start looking for manoeuvres that can catch them out. Just because the position is a book draw does not mean your opponent knows how to draw it. No. Bishop and rook pawn, it was the wrong bishop on the rook pawn, and my opponent said, this is a draw. I said, why? Well, you've got the rook pawn and the wrong bishop. I said, yeah. And we played on, and a few moves later I promoted to a queen. But the simple reason is king couldn't get to the promotion square by one move. I was able to set up a bishop and pawn position, whereas his king could not occupy the promotion square. So he had two of the elements correct to claim the draw. He knew that that rook pawn and that bishop on that colour could not force through. But what he had failed to appreciate was that he couldn't get his king to the promotion square. And I was able to set up a blockade where his king could not cross, could not get to the square, the corner. He could not get to the corner. And then my king was a king and bishop were able to shovel him across the board a bit so as the pawn could promote on its own. So he had the right idea, he knew the theory, but he'd miscalculated along the way. Okay, well,
my point is, if white just plays rook to the foxtrot file,
yeah,
what does black do?
Well, black must get the rook to the foxtrot file. This is assuming when the pawn is not advanced.
Yes, on golf 3.
Okay, put the pawn on golf 3. Oh, I see what you're talking. There we go. Okay. Yep. Yeah, it's coming back now. Okay. So, we'll have the black rook on alpha 6, the black king on echo 8, the white pawn on golf 3, the white king on hotel 3. Yes. And let's play rook foxtrot 1 for white, and it's black to play.
Yep.
So what you're worried about is entering into a one king upon ending with the white king taking the opposition.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see what happens. You can't go there. And it's cut off, isn't it? Actually, I think this one might have to be for next week. I'm pretty sure there is a technique to draw this on. I'm absolutely convinced there is.
Yes, there might be some way to draw the pawn and king forward enough that after the exchange, black can always take the opposition. But if he just does it right away, I think he loses. If he just, you know, opposes on foxtrot 7 or something, he take it, and then the white can get the opposition.
You have to know your king and pawn endings. As you say, if you offer a trade of rooks, I think this is the one where the black rook sits in a certain position until the white pawn advances to a certain stage. Right. And then the black rook takes up a different strategy. Black rook has two strategies. Yeah. And you have to play one strategy until the position alters, and then you use plan B. So black goes to plan A, I'm sure. I didn't look too deeply into that when preparing for this, because I wasn't sure how many people were going to turn up. So if people were offering games, then I was just going to do the middle game tactic, a couple of the rook pawn endings, and then go through their games. See, the open-ended factor was people turning up with games, and it appears that nobody's got a game to present. So that means the session is shorter, because I'm left with the problem of, do I study four rook and pawn endings in anticipation of nobody having a game, or do I study four rook and pawn endings and find there's three people wanting games, to which case we can't really do four rook and pawn endings. So I only looked at the simpler rook and pawn endings, and that's as far as we've got today. Yeah, but you're right, if you have to be careful, if the rook goes to the foxtrot file and the black king is cut off, there's a defensive strategy to allow the white power up the board, and then when they hit a certain point in the game, then you have to use a different strategy to hold the position.
Yeah, and you have to exchange black gets to the opposition, then...
Yeah, you have to know
what... And the board is not advanced, because then white can always get the opposition just by wasting a move with the pawn. And
yeah.
Like, if black tries it right away and goes to foxtrot 7 with the rook, he's going to lose, I think.
There are two strategies to hold this position. With the king hotel 3, pawn golf 3, rook foxtrot 1, and the black king cuts off an echo ace and the rook's alpha 6. There's a losing strategy and there's a drawing strategy here. And you'll be amazed that the losing strategy seems to be the strategy that most players would go for if they don't know what to do.
Yeah, you think, I got to get my king over there, so they try putting the rook on, changing rooks on the foxtrot file, but then white gets the opposition wins.
Not automatically. Imagine the black king is on echo 7. Okay. Put the king on echo 7. Put the rook on alpha 6. The white rook is on foxtrot 1. Let's try rook foxtrot 6.
Anyway, yeah, this is a little better for black, but okay, yeah.
This is a draw. This looks a draw now. Rook takes rook, king takes. Where are you going to go? King golf 4? Black goes king golf 6 and black has the opposition, so that's a draw.
Yeah. Or if they were back one more.
Yeah. Okay, so put the king back on echo 8. Let's have the pawns on the 4th rank. Won't work.
That's what's wrong. How about the rook on the 7th rank and the king on the 8th rank?
Yeah, that's trickier. Okay, put the rook on foxtrot 1. The white king is hotel 3, white pawn golf 3, white rook foxtrot 1, rook on alpha 7 and king on echo 8. So we're going to try and see if the black exchanging rooks leads to a drawn or a woken ending. Black tries rook foxtrot 7. Well, let's look at the obvious. If you don't trade rooks, the black king will come across not by golf 8. So you might as well trade rooks and see how the king upon ending goes. Rook takes, king takes, foxtrot 7. Now it's right to play. King golf 4 looks obvious. The same story, black plays king golf 6 and it's a draw. And to show it's a draw, white plays king foxtrot 4, black king foxtrot 6, white pawn golf 4, king golf 6, white pawn golf 5. And the general rule is, when you have to retreat, you stay on the file. When the black king retreats, you stay on the file. So you go king golf 7, white comes in, king foxtrot 5, black plays king foxtrot 7, taking the opposition, white goes pawn golf 6 check, black plays king golf 7, white plays king golf 5. When you have to retreat, the rule is stay on the file. you stay on the file. Stay on the file of the pawn. Retreat, stay on the file. King, go f8. Black, white plays king, foxtrot 6. Black plays king, foxtrot 8, taking the opposition. Pawn, go f7, check. King, go f8. And this is it. If white plays king, go f6, it's a stalemate. If white plays anything else, there's king takes pawn.
Yep.
You have to know king and pawn endings. And then from knowing your king and pawn endings, you can work backwards as to whether or not you can afford the exchange of pieces.
I guess if the king, if the pawn were on a golf 2 and the king on a hotel 2, then...
Ah, okay, then. You want this, okay. Let's, let's go back again. Yeah, no, this is a worthy point. Okay. The position again is now white with a king on hotel 2, white with a pawn on golf 2, white with a rook on foxtrot 1. So the king and pawn have moved backwards by 1. King is on echo 8, black rook is on alpha 7, and black tries to trade rooks by rook foxtrot 7. Let's see what happens. White trades, rook takes rook. King takes rook. White plays king go three. Black plays king golf seven. Golf seven to take the distant opposition. Black plays king golf seven. So white plays king golf four. Black plays king golf six.
And now white wastes the move with the pawn.
And now white wastes a move with the pawn. Pawn golf three. Black must lose the opposition. Black must wobble to either the hotel or the foxtrot file. He goes hotel to hotel six. White comes in king foxtrot five. Black retreats king golf seven. White plays king golf five. Black plays king hotel seven. White plays king foxtrot six. Black plays king hotel six. White plays pawn golf four. Black plays king hotel seven. White plays pawn golf five. Black plays king hotel six. Sorry, hotel eight. Is that the best? Yeah.
Well, everything loses now.
No, I should go play king golf 8 and see what happens. But it's not going to matter. Okay, king golf 8. White plays king golf 6. Black plays king hotel 8. White plays king foxtrot 7. White plays king hotel 7. And now the pawn comes through with check. Pawn golf 6 check. King hotel 8. Pawn golf 7 check, king hotel 7, pawn golf 8, queen check, and then mate on golf 6 next move. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Pawn on the third rank and the rook trade was a draw. Pawn on the second rank and the rook trade has lost king and pawn ending. Mm-hmm. So you have to know your king and pawn endings. And that dictates whether you can afford an exchange of pieces or not. And sometimes these decisions have got to be made immediately. You could find yourself in a tournament where you're in an Allegro finish. This could be move 70. This could be move 70 after a hard fight.
Probably is, in fact, way late in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be move 40. The extra pawn, you could arrive at move 40 reasonably well, but much more likely late 50s, possibly move 70. So you have to know your king and pawn endings. You don't want to have to calculate them, you should just know. That pawn's on the second rank, and if the white king gets the white king can get the opposition, or the black defending king can take the opposition but lose it because the white has a spare pawn move. No spare pawn move, and it's a draw. Spare pawn move, and it's a win for the pawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is why it's got to be instantaneous. And again, I hate drift. Well, I don't hate drifting into anecdotal mode, but when my grade was about, must have been about 1800 plus, I lost Pinion Pawn against King in an Allegro finish. Because I was treated diagonally instead of on the file, I should have retreated vertically, I retreated diagonally and lost.
Yeah.
It's justified by opponent playing on.
Sure.
And I hate to say this, but I pulled a really rotten trick on one opponent. I had the drawn position. I had the king in front of an advancing pawn and his king behind the pawn. But whenever I retreated diagonally instead of on the file. So he kept on advancing, the king, the pawn, the king, the pawn, and whenever I had to give way and retreat with my king, I retreated diagonally until it came to retreating onto my backwards case. Instead of retreating diagonally, repeating the pattern, I retreated by staying on the file. Well, he wasn't offering a draw, so I was playing the inferior defence until it came to retreating. And everyone was looking, smirking, thinking, I don't know the draw. I don't know how to draw this. He's going to win. And at the last second, I pulled the rotten trick of retreating on the file. And the look of sheer disgust that crossed his face.
You're a mean person.
Well, he should have. My rating was about 2,000 at the time, so he should have offered me the draw.
Yeah, he should have taken the draw, of course.
Yeah, he was about 2,100, I was about 2,000. He should have offered the draw.
No.
So I played the inferior defence until it was critical, and then I played the correct defence. You could hear the tension around the board of the spectators expecting me to lose by having, you see, it was an Allegro finish and I was having to play instantaneously. So I was playing the inferior move instantaneously until when it came to playing the retreat to the back rank when I played the correct move.
Right. That's funny.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, he shook my hand at the end of the game. Right? But, you know, everyone around was thinking, he's going to win. This is a drawn king and pawn ending. And you lucky so-and-so, you're going to get a win.
Well, if someone can't checkmate with a rook, you never know what people might do.
Yeah.
Well, rook and pawn endings are very common and often very difficult, so the worst
of the king and piece endings, they are the most common rook and pawn.
Yeah, and they often and very difficult. Often,
grandmasters still leave rook and pawn endings. You'd be amazed. The top grandmasters, even those approaching 2800. Make mistakes in rook and pawn endings.
That's one. Not to mention queen against queen, but that's don't understand.
Well, I suspect most grandmasters are playing by principle. They will analyze some lines, but they can't analyze like computers can. So they can't analyze all. They just play on principle as they know it.
Yep.
And they make mistakes. You know,
that's wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be worth mentioning that checkmating with two bishops is similar to checkmating with a rook. You just force the guy into the corner with the two bishops, and then
to checkmate with two bishops, it's usually better to restrict rather than give a check. Set up your bishops on two parallel diagonals, and when the king has to move off a diagonal, you take that diagonal with the bishop. A bit like the king retreats here. When the black king was retreating, If the black king ever retreated, the red king and the rook can just keep taking another rank or file.
Yeah. Just like the bishops keep taking the end of the diagonal, so you get it more and more to the corner, and then when you get them enough in the corner, you checkmate them. And it might be worth mentioning that checkmating with a bishop and a knight is very difficult, but possible.
Bishop and knight can be learned. Unfortunately, there are 8 ways to do it. Depending on which bishop, you have to check with bishop and knight, you have to give checkmates. You can only force checkmates in the corner of the colour of the bishop. So you have 2 corners for your bishop. If you're on the light squares, the squares are hotel 1 or alpha 8. Yeah. So the light square bishop would checkmate on hotel 1 or alpha 8. You can checkmate on the edge of the board on either the echo doubts of Charlie or if your opponent mishandles it. There are checkmate patterns that can be found, but they can't be
Can't force.
Your opponent can allow a checkmate, but to checkmate with bishop and knight against king, you have to use the bishop, knight, and king to corral the king, the defending king, in one corner, and the defending king should let itself be nudged in the direction of the square of the opposite colour of the bishop. So if your opponent has a light squared bishop, you head for a dark squared corner, and from then on in, it's a question of memory technique. Can they push the king across the board using bishop, knight, and king in a particular manner? And that can be learned.
A grandmaster failed to do that. He couldn't do that.
Masters should know how to do that. But yeah. I have been aware of a player grade 190, 2120 plus, nearer 2140, failing to do it in tournament conditions. Yeah. Similarly,
50 moves.
Yeah, you can learn how to win with queen against rook, lone queen against lone rook. And if you want to be really grandmasterly, it is possible to checkmate the 2 bishops against a knight.
Wow.
Well, no, you don't checkmate him. You win the knight.
And then you win.
Yeah. Yeah, the principle is to catch the knight in a pin and so trying the king away so his defence. You get the position moving in such a way that the defending king gets the knight gets pinned to the king, and then the king can't move to a square to keep contact with the knight
from the other bishop. Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of doing.
Surprising, yeah. 2 bishops can beat a knight.
There's another one where 2 knights against white, say white with king, 2 knights against black king and pawn.
Yeah.
That can be won if the advancing pawn hasn't crossed, if it's a rook's pawn, if it hasn't crossed its, got further than its own 4th rank, that can be a win. If it's a knight's pawn, the pawn must be back on the third rank, and if it's either the Charlie, Delta, Echo or Foxtrot pawn, the pawn must be on its original square, and the 2 knights can then win. Because the idea is that 2 knights cannot force checkmate on their own.
Right.
They can inflict stalemate, but not checkmate by force.
Right.
So what you must do is use one of the knights to blockade the pawn, while the remaining king and knight push.
Stalemate.
Oh, hang on, I think I've got that the wrong way around. I think I have, yeah. Forget that. If it's the rook's pawn, the pawn must be unmoved. If it's the knight's pawn, the pawn can be on the 3rd rank. If it's the centre pawn, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, the opponent's pawn can be on the 4th rank. Because the knight sitting on the square blockading the pawn from moving further is helping to control central squares. So what you then do is you use your remaining king and knight to force the king into towards the corner, and then at the right moment, the knight comes to the attack, which frees up the pawn to advance. And what you're looking to do is let the pawn promote to a queen, and in the meanwhile, the two knights set up a checkmate position, because in order to achieve checkmates with two knights, you have to stalemate the opponent's king first.
Yeah.
So if you have two knights against a king, you can get him into stalemate and then inflict checkmate next move. But you've stalemated him. But if the opponent has a pawn that can advance up the board, then it can be left to run. The two knights force a stalemate on the king. The pawn promotes to a queen, and then the knight gives checkmate next move.
Wow. Amazing.
I don't expect you'll ever have two knights against a lone pawn.
No.
But that's one of the little defensive tricks to play for. Yeah, if you're a piece down and your opponents have got, you can start looking for manoeuvres to eliminate all the pawns. And if your opponent, your opponent might think two knights will checkmate. They won't.
Mm-hmm.
Not by force.
Well, you could sacrifice material even just to leave them with two knights. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. At a star level, you could probably even do it where they won't understand the method anyway at star level. So you should get your draw. Yeah. Okay.
Likewise, you can sacrifice materials, leave them with the rook pawn and the wrong bishop. As long as you can get your king in there, as you pointed out.
Yeah. But if the king is too far away, yeah. And I had one ending where I had knight and pawn against a bishop. The king was out of the way. I think I can't recall which pawn I had. I think it was either the hotel or the golf pawn, and I was advancing it to the 5th, 6th rank. I think it was a hotel pawn, and it was already on the 5th rank. The opponent's king was on Bravo 1. I was white. My opponent's king had won a piece off me by promoting his pawn, and that's why his king was out of play. So his king couldn't defend. So it was bishop trying to stop a hotel pawn from queening. Now, it's technically a draw, but my opponent miscalculated and allowed my knight to shuffle into such a position to allow to shield the pawn advancing further.
He wants to sacrifice his bishop for your pawn, but you don't let him.
Well, I could win a piece back, yeah. I had knight and pawn against bishop. I had two pieces, but he had a king. I had an extra piece, but he had a piece and a pawn. King and a pawn racing through, so it was always going to cost me. It was always going to cost me a piece. That was the way it went.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was opposite colour bishops potential in the position, I had to give up my bishop on his pawn. I couldn't have given up the knight on the pawn because then it would have been opposite colour bishops. So I had to lose a bishop on his passed pawn over on the Bravo file, and then it was up to his bishop to stop my king, knight and hotel pawn from queening, and he failed to do it.
Yep.
And what was even worse, it was in the days of adjournments, and this was the third session. It went to four sessions, four adjournment sessions. Sorry, three, one game and three adjournment sessions.
Wow.
And he even had a chance to study it.
Yeah, that's the plan.
See the draw. Yeah. And he even said under his breath, When I played one maneuver to try and get the pawn through, he said, first try. And I tried it, and he defended correctly. Then I shuffled, and he got it wrong. He ended up with his bishop on the wrong diagonal, because the knight is too cumbersome. The knight has to spend three or four moves to try and get into the right location.
Yeah.
And if it protects the one diagonal, then the bishop needs to be flexible enough to try and get to another diagonal, and it can do it. You can either defend from the distance, i.e. from white's end of the board, or the bishop can retreat to its own back rank to try and protect the pawn advancing. It, suppose white's has pawn hotel 5 and trying to get it to hotel 6. Well, the bishop can protect a pawn of Blundian hotel 6 from either foxtrot 8 or Charlie 1. Now, if the bishop tries to protect from Charlie 1 as a pawn on hotel 5, you try and get the knight on golf 5 to shield hotel 6. So while you're manoeuvring for the knight to try and get to golf 6, the bishop has to have got the flexibility to get to foxtrot 8. So the key squaring on is hotel 6. Yeah, it's a lot more complex than that, but the knight can't do it by force. But the bishop has to play the moves precisely, and he mishandled it. So he was intense there. And he was 22. He was approaching 22:40, 22:50.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I think that more or less wraps up today's coaching session. It's going to be a problem, these coaching sessions with this format, because I want people to have opportunities to bring their games and we analyse them live. But if three or four people turn up, they have to take priority. As if nobody turns up with a game, then I'm stuck with preparing my material. So I don't want to prepare too much, because if people come along with games and they don't announce they want to come along with games, then I'm going to have done study and it's not going to get played out. Yeah. Okay, it'll be a tactic again next week, and we'll do more rook and pawn endings. And this time, the simpler stuff will have gone. The mating with king and rook, it had to be put on record so people can refer to it. How to defend king and rook pawn when you can defend with kings in there, and how to defend with king and knight's pawn is in there. We'll start looking at some of the exceptions where if you can't get your king across, you can't do it.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Okay. So, until next week. Okay. Bye all.
Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.